All right, let's go into meditation now. And thank all of you for your questions. Beautiful, deep, interesting questions. And to go into meditation, to let yourself relax and find a place in which you can be balanced and a place in which you can stay awake, hopefully. It's always good to be conscious if you can. If you don't stay awake and start to snore, then someone near you has the perfect right to elbow you. But overall, you'll get what you need. And also to remind you that this meditation is recorded, and therefore, and with a vortex attached to it, so you can listen to it over and over if it feels that to you that it would be useful for you to do so. And so knowing now that you are in your balance, closing your eyes, pull that curtain of privacy around you. Let yourself go to center, wherever that is. Sense yourself connected to something, to you, to a consciousness, a spark within you. Maybe you haven't done this type of meditation, but just seek, where is your awareness coming from? Through what channel, what portal does this awareness come? So seek the door to that portal. Seek, follow that consciousness as if it were a thread of light. And as you do that, taking a gentle breath and then exhaling all the tension, all the concerns out of your body. And another breath just to let go of what has been before you came here and did this, and what will be, and what your plans are later today and tomorrow and next week, to let them all go. Just with the breath, just let it go for now. You'll pick it back up later. And quiet your mind. Let your mind just flow through. It's going to chatter. That's its nature. Just don't listen to it. Just don't get attached to it. Don't pay much attention. These are not necessarily interesting thoughts. Just let them go on by. Just let them wander on by. To where you are sitting in your conscious awareness. As an observer watching, just watching thoughts and feelings go by. It's as if you're sitting by the next to a busy street and watching the cars, watching the traffic. Observing, just observing the thoughts. And letting yourself go thoughtless, if you can. To see if you can go totally silent for a second or two or three. And when the thought comes in, oh my, I'm silent. Let it go. Let it go. And let yourself imagine that you're beginning to float. This point of consciousness that you are is floating gently. Floating gently through a starry sky. A day sky or a night sky or a twilight sky surrounds you, filled with hundreds, thousands of twinkling stars. Each star a being of light, a being of love, who has come here to be with you, to witness to you, to love you, to assist you. Every spark of light, a being, member of your spiritual family, a spiritual guide, mentor, master, teacher, helper, soul, friends, and family. And also greater aspects of yourself, higher self, representing itself with a spark, a brighter spark than the others, soul representing itself as a brighter spark. Let yourself be surrounded by this and feel safe. You are loved. You are safe. No matter what you think, no matter what you feel, and no matter what you have done or what you do, this starry sky is, in a sense, forever with you. It is part of you. You are surrounded by those who love you. You are loved, you are safe all the time. But you don't normally put your attention to this. So just let yourself receive. All these stars are going to send you love. They've been beaming love at you. Now let them just directly send you love. There may be a tiny thread of light from every one of these thousands of stars to you until you are just surrounded by grids, lines, moving, curving lines, straight lines of light. Or perhaps you just feel it as electromagnetic field surrounding you, loving you. Let yourself receive the love and open to your imagination. Imagination of fifth dimension can open to manifestation. And through your heart chakra, through your love, open your heart chakra. And some of the stars move from their position and come to a place above you to form a bright star. This is the way we show ourselves, that bright star, and we send a beam of light down to you. A beam of light that as it reaches you, as it touches the top of your head, as it touches your shoulders, it's a column of light that surrounds you in a beautiful color, maybe your favorite color, surrounding you, wrapping you up, drenching you. Let our light soak into you. Soak into every cell. Let us inform you. Your reality loves you. You're in your game plan, your divine plan, to come into physical reality, to learn who you are, to learn to create from scratch, to play with matter, with stuff. To learn your crafts, to crafts of creating and manifesting, to have some fun adventuring. And you've been well on your journey. You're coming to the end of this cycle, to the end of this earth-based birth and death cycle. As you seek more and more the divine, as you seek more and more what is real, what is true, what is never-ending and eternal, you come to the end of the need to be physical, except for just play. You come into a timing now in which all the tools are available for you to create, to manifest, to know who you are, to love, touch, and heal others, and be loved, touched, and healed by others. You're at a pivotal and wondrous point in your personal evolution. In this revolution from the divine to the earth and back to the divine, you're wrapping up earth plane. Acknowledge within yourself. Just let yourself take that in You've grown. You're so much more than you give yourself credit for. You can sometimes think yourself an unworthy pile of crap, and other times you can be arrogantly thinking that you're entitled to all good things. But the truth is far better than that. The far greater than that, the truth is that you're a divine being, a spark of light yourself, like those stars that surrounded you and surround you still. You're a spark of light. You're a powerful reality creator. You're divine by your nature. You've come here to play. You've come to explore, to create, to love. And you love better than you give yourself credit for. You have judged yourself way too harshly. So now, recognize, as a divine being, you have an emotional body. Your emotional body is your link to your soul. It's in your emotional body that you have held yourself down, held yourself back, and you've bought into the realness of the darkness. You've thought that your judgments were true, that other people's criticisms of you were true. You thought that you were divinely judged. And you've learned, gradually, some more than others, that that was you doing it to you, exploring the darkness. You came to explore the darkness as well as the light, and you have done a good job of it. You've explored the darkness rather thoroughly. Give yourself permission now to start exploring the light. And one of the ways you do that is to explore, is to understand, and is to be present with yourself, loving you and having compassion for you as you look at ending, closure, loss. Endings, closures, loss is not a punishment for you for having done anything wrong. It is but a feedback that this time is over. If you are not currently experiencing one, remember a time in your life when you experienced a big closure, a big ending, a big loss. And see that you, that younger you, with you right now. Have love and compassion for the suffering that that self, that you, went through. Recognize as a divine being that you've let go of things so that you can experience more. To let go so that you can feel, so that you can express, so that you can touch your soul. Give yourself permission right now, or that younger self permission, to go touch that depth, to touch that emptiness, to touch the pain of the loss, the sadness of the ending, the finality of the closures. Feel it. Feel it. Knowing that you're loved, let us continue to hold you. You're surrounded by loving beings. Let yourself go into the pain. Loving your soul, loving you, your soul carrying that, because your soul loves so much. Let yourself love your soul and let yourself feel through your imagination. If you're not really feeling it strongly, at least imagine you're feeling it strongly, the love you have for you, your soul, for the divine. If you do not feel you love you, is there anyone or anything you have loved? And feel the love you have for that. Feel what that love feels like. And now turn that love back to you. Take that love and give it to yourself. If you feel you do not deserve this love, you feel you must refuse love, you should not love yourself, you should not want even to receive this love until you have redeemed yourself, then know it's time for you to stop making that decision and let the higher you make that decision. You see, the higher you, the greater you, the you who knows who you are, why you're here, what you are to do, and who you are becoming, is present with you. It is that brighter star. Let that brighter star come close. Let your higher, greater self, you're a piece of, that greater self that knows your divinity, that knows you are actually worthy because you are divine by your nature. Let that self come and be with you and have love and compassion for you. Give up your shame, your unworthiness, your self-judgment, and your assumptions, limited as they are. Give them to your higher self. Let your higher self take them. You don't need them anymore. Just empty out. Let them go. You've suffered enough. Let them go. And let your higher self and the divine standing behind, God, Goddess, all that is in the higher self, let them forgive you. Yeah, you've wandered around, wandered off your track, exploring this dead end and that one. Let yourself be forgiven. It's okay. Let yourself be washed clean. And let yourself open to receiving some love. You have had endings and closures and losses, not because you're a bad person or did things wrong, because it's part of the game plan. It's part of the exploration. It was part of something you wanted to learn about and experience. Be grateful for your experience, whether it's been pleasurable, painful, or both. We and your higher self moving energy through you, doing some cleanup work and pulling out some dark stuff. We have a vortex around you. Anything that is dark, any assumptions, limiting beliefs about why you can't be fully happy, regardless of what you have lost. Why you can't love yourself and be at peace. Let it all go. And we'll take it and put it into the vortex, spinning it out into love, into light, to return to you, transmutate. Let it go. Any limitation, let it go. We're helping, pulling it out. Any physical ailments, any struggles, just piggybacking them on there. Just let them go too. Why not? Let's pull it all out. You came here to be master creators, to have fun and adventure. You've explored the suffering, dark part now. Let's just let it go. And be more aware of your game plan. There stands next to you a being of light, not your higher self, this being looking at you kindly. You're part of your support team. This is your personified reality, ready to give you whatever it is you want, you need, you're ready for. To give you messages of hope, of future. To lift you to higher frequencies of love. Now take that love you felt for someone or something else. Bring that love to you. Let yourself feel the love from higher self. Let yourself feel love from your personified reality, from your world, loving you. This is part of the game plan. This is what you agreed upon. Let yourself choose it. Choose it. Even if you're not quite sure you deserve it yet or you're ready for it, choose it. Choose the love. Choose the love. And now deep in your soul, feeling the love, feeling the pain, put your attention on that which you have lost, which you miss, which has created a void, an emptiness in you. Feel the gratitude for having had that experience. Feel gratitude for having had that love. Yes. Remember something of the good, something beautiful of the good with that which you have lost or that one you have lost. Remember a good time with laughter, with joy, lightness, a sense of freedom and a buoyancy. That's the natural state of things. You may remember it as a peak experience. But smile inwardly to yourself now. That's part of the adventure, part of the love. And to whomever that is, or whatever that is, if you felt that you haven't done what you should have done, or you did it inadequately, or incorrectly, or it is unfinished, then ask that one or that which you have lost to be present with you now in your memory, but to be present. And give that up now. Give up whatever it is that you did wrong and the judgment about it. Admit it. Feel the remorse, the regret. Let them know you're sorry. Let them know of your sadness. Let them know that you would like to be clear, to be forgiven, to be released from guilt or from worry about it, or just the unresolvedness of it. Ask them to forgive you. We have a vortex around you to accept that which you do not want. So just let it go. We will take it. It won't hurt us or the one who channels us. Let us take it. Come on. Let us take all that unresolvedness, inadequacy, incompetency, wrongness, whatever it is, however you judge it, let us take it now. And let that one forgive you, and let that one love you. Or let that dream be finished, be done with love. Let it go with love. Now mourning is cycles. This is one cycle. It may arise again. That's not because you didn't give it up now, but you're expressing a wave. Express your grief. What words would you put it into? The sadness, how you miss that, how you miss the juice, how you miss the joy, how you miss the purpose, the meaning, the orientation in your life, the focus of your life, how you miss it. How you're by yourself now in solitude. Not with self-pity, but just to express it. Express it. Just be aware of it. Let it go into the vortex as well. And let us and all your helpers, and there are many, wash you. Wash you clean again. Purify you to a new level. Cleanse and soothe your soul with healing balm. So you can look upon this and know, even though you did not want it to happen, you did not want to lose it, you did not want it to end, it is not bad. That in the theme of everything, it is part of your journey. It is a beautiful thing, and it is opening you, and is going to open you to a greater and higher vibration. A greater self, it will emerge. You will become more now It's your opportunity to be more. And that higher self of yours, bright, beautiful light, perhaps difficult to see the personification that they have chosen, or perhaps you're already familiar by having worked with them before. Your higher self comes to be with you. Let them, in a sense, put their arms around you and say, you have survived this, for something is coming. Something is ahead. Something in the unknown. And trust us, it's good. It's beautiful. It is good. It is beautiful. What's coming? When you choose to open to that, it can begin to come. It may not fill this particular hole, but it will fill you in other ways, in ways of strength and love. You will feel more powerful, more free. You'll be clearer about what you're doing here, why, and where to go, and with whom. Loving yourself. And your higher self puts a hand over your heart. It feels so soothing, so wonderful, so warm, so loving. Just imagine how much more love can you bear. Ah, open. Ah, let go of the resistance to it. Open some more. Along with the cycles of release and mourning will come greater and greater awarenesses as the tide of the future moves in, the light coming to you to find more greater value and purpose for your future. And in your mind's eye, you kind of see yourself in the future standing in front of you a few feet away. But it could be maybe a year, 6 months, 2 years. You don't know when in the future, but it's standing there smiling at you, your future at peace, at peace. Filled with the excitement and the enthusiasm of the new and the adventure. Let yourself imagine that peace. That's where you're going. The peace. The knowing. The knowing of who you are. The greater love to experience. The more creativity. And give yourself mentally a choice that you're going to allow yourself to go with the flow, to receive the bounty of a loving and safe reality, and enjoy the ride. Even if you don't think you can do it yet, give yourself this message now. If it was time for you to be done on the planet, you would be dying right now. But you aren't dying right now. You're beginning. You're pivoting right now. And there's a future that you do want. You do see some things you would like to have in your future, of love and success and health and vitality and spiritual upliftment, high vibrational stuff, that in that stuff underneath it all, you feel the safety. You'll feel the safety, the passion, the communion and connection, and the trust. So imagine what this is. We have a vortex for you. Send this image out on the vortex to inform your reality, to inform this personified reality, and to fill every molecule of your world with your intention to live a good life, a free life, a happy life, a joyous life, a powerful life, a trusting life in a safe world for you, for you. Allow that support for you. For your psyche. Let your psyche always be safe, even if your physical body may not be. That's just part of the physical plane. But let yourself feel the inner safety of the future. We're helping. And now let yourself feel surrounded by the love, loved by higher self, your future, smiling lovingly. Your personified reality, your friends, your mentors, masters, teachers, guides, assistants, your soul, loving and supporting you. Let yourself feel safe, floating in a starry sky. Ah, the magic that is to come. The play, the divine play. And let yourself become attentive to your body now, to your breathing, feeling the weight of your body on the chair, the feet on the floor, coming present in the physical, gently, gently opening your eyes, maybe twirling your fingers about, maybe rotating your ankles, breathing a little bit, grounding back here. The process continues. It's a beautiful process. And when you look at your life from a spiritual perspective, you'll see it's so temporary. Everything comes, everything goes. You're always letting go of something and bringing in something else. You're always moving into higher levels of awareness, of consciousness, and greater capacity to love. That's your lifeline. That's your link. And the greatest act of love you can give to yourself is to stop judging, shaming, and criticizing yourself. Stop rejecting yourself. Stop separating yourself from love. Instead, open. Remind yourself who you are. You're on a journey. The tools are here. The readiness to create, to lift, is here. You are here now at this particular space and time for something beautiful and wondrous to unfold. It has been our pleasure to work with you. We look forward to any opportunity that we have in the future to work with you. Just simply call us, hey, Galexics, and let yourself be surrounded by the safety of the beautiful, sparkling, star-filled sky. And we'll hear you. Call us at night. We'll work on it. We'll soothe you, heal you, lift through the night. It's actually easier to do that because you're not capable of resisting so well at night. And we look forward to any other opportunity that we have to be with you again, to work with you. We surround you, dear ones, with our light and our love.
Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome. Farewell.